Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. In 1726, Jonathan Swift published his book called Travels into Several Remote Nations of the World in Four Parts by Lemuel Gulliver. The novel, of course, is better known as Gulliver's Travels, and it tells the story of the traveler Lemuel Gulliver and his encounters with exotic civilizations, most notably the Lilliputians, who stand 6 inches tall. And had Jonathan Swift been alive to write the screenplay, there's a good chance he'd have chosen the actor Jack Black to play the title role in the retelling of the story that opens in theaters today.
I noticed you had a little eye contact with a princess. How's it going?
Good, yeah. I think if things go well, within 2 to 4 years, she may deign to speak to me.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold your horses. Oh,
thank God. Thank you.
You can't woo a lady by hoping she'll deign to speak to you. To land a princess, you got to employ some grade A courtage.
Jack Black has played a prickly record store clerk in High Fidelity. He's been an animated panda and a Mexican wrestler, and now a giant among tiny people. Jack Black is in our studios at NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on this Christmas day.
So you are in this new sweeping historical epic. This is a biopic about a fellow named Lemuel Gulliver. First of all, how did you get inside his head to be able to play him?
Well, in our version of Gulliver's Travels, Lemuel's working in a New York newspaper in the mailroom. He's got dreams of becoming a big travel writer, big shot. But he's too shy and insecure to make a move and try for the promotion. So it was easy for me to get into that headspace. All I had to do was think back to before I had a bustling music and acting career.
You were in mailrooms?
Okay, no, I was not in a mailroom. But I definitely shared the insecurities that go with being an anonymous face in the crowd, one of the little peeps, one of the little small potatoes in a big man's world.
So you get this, you get an assignment from the editor at the travel magazine. You're sent to the Bermuda Triangle, and then what happens?
Yeah, well, so he goes to the Bermuda Triangle to write a piece on it. Unfortunately, he gets sucked into an interdimensional wormhole. Everyone knows that's what's at the center of the Bermuda Triangle. And he wakes up on this island called Lilliput, covered in tiny people, and finally gets to be this godlike being, this well-respected big man that he always wanted to be back in New York City.
So let's hear a clip. This is the first time you get to introduce yourself to the Lilliputians.
I'm from the island of Manhattan, between the islands of Staten and Long.
Were you the president?
Oh, well, of course he was, Mother.
Nah, it's a common mistake to not think I was president.
Were you a victorious president?
Yeah, I was pretty victorious. I was actually known as President the Awesome.
So, in this scene, you are towering over these Lilliputians. First of all, what was it like working with such tiny actors?
It was difficult. There were lots of safety issues, obviously. Whenever I moved my feet, there had to be a warning bell that went off.
Did you accidentally crush any of them?
I did. Unfortunately, that was just part of the experience, and my condolences to all the families that were affected by my girth.
But they were pretty easy to work with in general?
I can't go on with this charade. It was all done with special effects, my man.
But, I mean, that's the thing. It was, and I watched actually some of the B-roll of those special effects. And in a lot of cases, I mean, you're not even on a set with the other actors because obviously there are so many special effects. I mean, is it weird to be like flailing around or talking to someone else in front of a blue screen when there's no one there? I mean, especially when you kind of have to imagine what that scene's going to look like in the end?
It is one of those times when you look at yourself and you go, I have a very strange job. I've had a lot of practice with imagining entire worlds, you know. King Kong, there was never a King Kong there to see. And, of course, you know, all my work with the animation, with the Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
That's all, you know, all imagination.
So a lot of the movie was filmed at Blenheim Palace in England, in Britain. Were you ever there? Did you ever have to go there?
Oh, yeah. We always had to hear each other, our performances live.
Right.
So that we maintained that fresh, you know, real relationship between each other, even though we couldn't look at each other in the eyes.
Well, here's one of those clips. This is a scene where you're giving advice to the princess. She's played by Emily Blunt. And at this point, the Lilliputians still think that you are the president.
Gulliver, I will miss you so much.
I'm going to miss you too. Maybe I should stay.
Don't you miss your subjects and the White House and the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah, But Vice President Yoda can run things without me for a while.
Yeah. So much of your acting, I mean, in this film and School of Rock and Kung Fu Panda, so much of it seems improvised. Like, there's no way somebody could have written some of those lines for you.
Well, yeah, a lot of improv happens on the set of my movies. I always like to do it as written to begin with. And then if some ideas come to me, I like to do a take just off the top of my head. I always say, hey, one for fun.
This movie, Gulliver's Travels, it opens today. It's on Christmas Day. I know that you are of the Jewish faith. So
yes.
So I gather that in the best Jewish tradition, the black family will be headed to the movies, maybe have some Chinese?
Actually, we do have some Christian family members. We're going to be going over to my wife's cousin's house for a Christmas celebration. We don't discriminate. We celebrate all holidays. Of all faiths.
Got it. In the tradition of great Jewish artists like Neil Diamond and Irving Berlin, you've put out a Christmas single this year with your co-star Jason Segel. And let me play a little bit of it for you.
Come nature.
So this is a rockin' rendition of Little Drummer Boy. Do you sort of see
not just Little Drummer Boy, but David Bowie and Bing Crosby's version called Peace on Earth, Drummer Boy.
Can it be every child must be made aware?
Do you secretly wish you could have had Christmas growing up?
Yes, it's true. And I think it's true for a lot of young Jews. They look at all the bells and whistles across the street at the Christmas house with all their lights and the magical red fat man and the magic horses that fly with red noses. These are things that we have to just look at and envy.
You would look at
a
your
lot of us have Christmas envy. We would never admit it, but we've got the menorah, which is cool.
The
dreidels.
That's cool.
I've actually incorporated some of their magic into our Hanukkah celebrations.
What do you do?
Well, sometimes we'll have a Hanukkah bush. We adorn it with not the Christmas colors. We put the blue tinsel and the blue things with the Star of David at the top.
Yeah, that works.
But we don't have a Hanukkah Santa. That would be taking it too far, I think.
That's Jack Black. He's the star of the new film Gulliver's Travels. It opens today. Jack Black, thank you, and Merry Christmas to your family.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmaka.
One more question for you.
Yes?
Is it true that you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore?
Absolutely. And the legend of the Rent is way hardcore.
One, two, three. Well, you're not hardcore. Rocket!